Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain.
Pouring out, amen, abundance of rain. Amen. You can just feel the rain pouring. You can just feel the rain, hallelujah, as it flows and trickles down upon your situation. Oh, I praise God today. Amen. God is moving by his spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for another young lady, amen, and asked God to take the hurt and the hatred out of her heart because her son had gotten killed, amen, and this woman was going to go and kill the woman, amen, that had killed her son. God touched this woman's heart, amen, and she would not take actions, amen, against this other woman. I told her what the Lord say. I said, God said, vengeance is his. Come on, Holy Ghost, I feel your presence. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he would repay. Amen. I told her what the Lord said, that the woman would begin to run her mouth and tell exactly what happened. Oh, I praise God today. Amen. Open up the floodgates, God. Amen. And begin to rain down upon your people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This woman was at work that killed the young man and began to brag about how she killed the man and got by with it. I told her what God said. God said, this woman will not be able to rest, amen, because of what she had did. I'm telling you, saints, vengeance is the Lord. Amen. I don't care what the enemy tried to do to you. He cannot stop the will of God. I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that can do everything but fail. I have prophesied, amen, and prayed for people throughout the years. People call me from other states, amen, and I begin to pray for them and tell them what thus said the Lord. And God moves upon the situation. Hallelujah. I prayed for my bishop, amen, that was in Texas. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That is in Texas where I was once. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That was some years back. Gave him a word of prophecy. Told him what the Lord said, amen, concerning his building. Hallelujah. God has put him in a brand new sanctuary. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because Hurricane, Rita had went through there and tore it up. Amen. Turned around and blessed this man. He's in his sanctuary now. Then told him the format of how God was going to establish his staff so that he could have the right people, amen, working in his staff. You know, saints, it's time for us to stop this compromising with this devil. Amen. Because he's the one that come not but to steal and kill and destroy. It's time that we as the body of Christ, amen, clean up, amen, thank you, Jesus, the consecrated areas in the church, where the pulpit is, where the altar is, amen, there should be no hindrance there, there should be no flesh there should be no strange flesh there, but we have taken it on to be so high and lifted up that we allow everything, amen, to come into the pulpit area. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We're allowing everything, the choir got to come in and sing what a pastor preach. I'm from the old school, amen, where there is an anointing there, where it's consecrated. Ain't nobody supposed to be in there but me and the Holy Ghost and those that are appointed, amen, for that position. Those that are appointed, amen, to stand, amen, in proxy, and they got to be clean when they come in there. You go in the pulpit, women and men, holy, and you come out holy. You go in there clean, and you come out clean. You go in there righteous, and you come out righteous, amen. Amen, living in the last days. And God want a church that's not blemished. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I'm telling you, God wants you to consecrate your churches again, men and women. Stop allowing everything to get in your church. There are too many homosexuals that are going around playing keyboards and playing organs and pianos, and they are outshot, amen, the one that's anointed. But ain't nothing in them but dead bones. Amen. And that demon got to come out because all he want to do is steal, kill, and destroy. God didn't make no homosexual. And that's not a thing that people say. What they say, they literally say, oh, that's a preference. That's a choice, amen. You were born like that. But God, I'm telling you what God has said. God did not make a homosexual. And I pray for those that are homosexual and lesbians today, because most of you got calling on your life. And God want to pull that calling out. And God, amen, is telling me to tell you, don't let the enemy steal what God want to bless. You're too great of a person to go back, amen, into a world of sin. Come on out of that unrighteous state. Come on out of that abomination life. And let God do what he has to do for you. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody today. Hallelujah. I got a word. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I won't take it back. I done learned how not to feel. I done learned how not to look at man, amen, to do anything to me. Because all I have to do is say, let it rain, Father. Hallelujah. Open up the floodgates of heaven and begin to pour out blessings and begin to move me out of the way so that the enemy cannot do any harm to me. Well, I praise God today. And you know, one of the things that we have been doing, thank you, Jesus, praise his name. Amen. As I was telling you, we take the Lord's Supper, amen, as often as we come together. And God is so good, and this thing is really catching on because it's been, amen, been a part of the body for some time, but a lot of people have not been doing it because they've been in tradition, but they're learning, amen, through experience and allowing somebody to teach them the right way to do consecration, to go in and do it. Amen. And it's coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians. Praise God. Amen. Chapter 11. I won't come down, Satan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm on a spiritual high. Thank you, Jesus. Got a spiritual praise and a spiritual worship in my mouth. And got a mouth that will tear you up. Amen. You know, you used to hear a lot of times, amen, and all day, girl, your mouth will get you in trouble. Well, I'm going to tell you, I got a mouth that's ordained by God to do devil busting, to take and humiliate Satan because he has tried to humiliate me. He did everything he could to try to destroy me. Even told God, why don't you kill her? But God, amen, his Holy Spirit stood in the gap, amen. He stood in the bridge, amen. Thank you, Jesus. That was about to break, amen. And he stood up there and held that bridge, amen, together while I crossed over into righteousness. Oh, I praise God today. So we must take up the Holy Spirit, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God and what the Holy Spirit is teaching us, amen. We must be partakers of Jesus Christ's body, amen, and his blood, amen. Thank you, Jesus, that is of the New Testament, and we do this in remembrance of him. The Bible say in the 24th verse, amen, and when he had given, thank you, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken of you, for you. This do in remembrance of me. Those that have the bread, you may take it right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it said in the 25th verse, it said, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your grape juice, amen. And some take wine, but I don't do it. I use grape juice. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You can take it now. Praise God. So I give God the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because we do this in remembrance, amen, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank the Holy Ghost for leading me. Amen. And I yield to him. Because I'm going to tell you, I can't do nothing without him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I ask God to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
So we come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. I was on an airplane on my way to Cuba, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Praise God. I went home
Thank you, Jesus. And God told me, say, wait a minute. He said, the work is not completely done. He said, I want you to go back again today. Went home, amen, went to sleep that night, got up like he told me, went back that day, and anointed this young lady again. As I anointed her, amen, thank you, Jesus. What Satan was trying to do her to her, amen, was literally destroyed. This young lady, amen, is living today, and she's an RN and a PD nurse. Amen. She takes care of those children that are prematurely born, amen, and have all kind of difficulties. Had I not stood in the gap for her, amen, by God's, amen, appointment, amen, thank you, Jesus, and prayed for her, she would have literally been destroyed. Satan was going to cause her to be paralyzed, going to mess up her brains, amen, and she was been non-functional. She would not be able to raise her son. I prayed for her and prophesied, told her again on another occasion, I said, God is getting ready to send you a husband. It's not the one like you want to go around and say, I want to choose who I want to choose. But I said, this man is going to be a man of God. Amen. And he's going to be real. Amen. And he's going to do right by you and your son. Amen. I told exactly what God say. Amen. A few years later, this woman is married, happily married, amen, to a young man that father is a bishop over a church, amen, in Houston, Texas. When she was pregnant with her son, God told me, I seen in a vision where a snake had curled around her belly, and as soon as the child was to be delivered, the snake was going to get on him and cause him much harm. God said, you pray for her and you anoint her belly so that that child could come out normal. Amen. So I prayed for that child. That child came out normal. I give God the glory. And that child has a call on him for ministry. Watch God move. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for you. You pray for me. And watch God change things. This is prayer time, prayer time, prayer time. Amen. We're doing corporate prayer. Amen. In order to tap on the strongholds, the forces of darkness that have entered into people's lives and caused them to suffer unnecessary. Oh, that's just not a thing that just happened to people. This is not just something just got to be. Amen. When you rebuke that devil, when you put that flu-footed devil in his place, then he'll begin to respect you and understand that the power of God worketh in you and God is greater than him. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this before we go into a word and then prayer. Praise God. Praise God. I pray for you. You pray for me. And watch God. Literally move by his spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And watch him. Watch him. Watch him. Thank you. Oh, I give him glory. Watch him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Watch him. Change things. Listen to this.
Going to worship. The Bible declares that we are to worship him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them, but I want you to focus upon Jesus. For he alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen in that? Can I get an amen? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw him, they fell down and worshipped him. Everybody says, fell down. They bowed down. They worshipped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto him gifts. And there is this glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship the treasure that is in this open vessel, begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence of power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name.
Begin to bless His name. Come on.
Bow down.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I have prayed for and prophesied to a many people, and God has literally moved upon their lives. Amen. When you set yourself apart, when you consecrate yourself at the altar of God, amen, they got all kind of altars in the world, saints, amen, but when you literally consecrate yourself at the altar of God, amen, and you begin to pray, amen, all you have to do is wait and watch God move. Don't get in a hurry and begin to doubt him. Don't get in a hurry and begin to speak against him, because God can do everything but fail. And as you speak negative stuff against him, you bring issues in your life, curses in your life that should not be. But totally trust in him. All he wants somebody to do is believe him. Believe that he can do everything but fail. Believe that he is God and that he's sovereign. Believe that he is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody today. The Bible said in the book of Psalms 71, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me be never put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me, and save me. Salvation is coming for somebody's son and daughter today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that husband. Amen. God is bringing back that backsmitten husband. Hallelujah. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandments to save me, for thou art my rock and my Hallelujah. My fortress. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver me, oh my God, out of the hands of the wicked, out of the hands of the unrighteous and cruel man. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, for thou art my hope, O Lord God. You see, God is our hope. Amen. Thou art my trust from my youth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. My Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. As long as I live, by thee have I been holding up from the womb. Hallelujah. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the days. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying God had forgotten him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, hallelujah, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and I will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the days of for I know not the number thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord. God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I will, hallelujah, praise God at all times. Oh, my God, I praise him. I praise him. I praise him. I will make my mention to thy righteousness and to thine only. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now, also, when I am old and gray-headed, oh, God, forsake me not until I have shown thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Hallelujah. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee. Thou which hast shown me great and sore trouble shall quicken me again. Hallelujah. God is able to quicken us. And he will quicken us again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless his name, and shall bring me up again from the depth of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness. God is going to increase somebody's greatness today. He's going to make them known well. Well known in the earth realm concerning his will. And comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the passion and even the thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. Thank you, Jesus. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. God is redeeming somebody today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My tongue shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, and for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God. And we praise and bless your name. It's prayer time, it's prayer time, it's prayer time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's time for us to go before the throne room of grace that we might obtain mercy and help in time of need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Father God, I thank you right now. And I give you glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Because you're worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as we are, thank you, Jesus, living in, amen, these last days and evil times. So God, when everything that is evil has crept upon the earth, my God, thank you, Jesus, and cause your people, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, to stand up and not obey the sinful natures that Satan has tried to place upon him. I forgive them, hallelujah, and ask you to forgive them. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and give them another chance. Thank you, Jesus, for asking in the 2nd and 38th verse. Tell us to repent, amen, and God, amen, the Lord our Savior, hallelujah, for our sins and the sins of our children, amen, and grandchildren, so that God can move by his Spirit. Now, God, I'm in repentance today, knowing that God, you are the author and finisher of our faith. Now, God, for those pastors, God, I'm praying and standing in the gap for them that are living in flesh and lusting after everything, that are doing everything, Lord God, hallelujah, in the churches, God, causing women to be pregnant, causing them, hallelujah, to sin, amen, as well, and causing the congregation to go astray. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, I'm asking you to move by these, your Spirit, and ask a little shine. I ask you, Lord God, to stop these pastors from sinning. And Lord God, ye kaboshaya. Because God, Lord God, we need holiness in the church. We need Taliyoshaya Bosaya. Those that are gonna stand in the gap for people, and those musicians that are doing all kind of homosexual acts, singing in the choir and doing everything they're big enough to do. Now God, I bind up that demon that caused these bodies to lust. In the name of Jesus, for the Bible said in Romans 18 and 32, thank God be all shining on fire, that God had turned them into a reprobated mind. But God will turn that reprobated mind and give them the mind of Christ if they turn back from that sinful nature. Lord God, move by your Spirit. We know that homosexuality and all these other things, and they tell us, lesbianism, lying, and adultery is not of you, God. Lord God, restore your body back. I make my request known for your people, for this is corporate prayer, God. There ain't no other God. There ain't no other king. There ain't no other Lord but you, God. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. And I'm asking, Lord God, to heal the, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, those that are in captivity. Let the captives go free. In Jesus' name, Lord God, would you restore back what the canker worm and the plumber worm done? Add up, thank you, Jesus. Restore that backslider. Let him go back to his church and then shine on sight and repent for his sins. Let there be a shine on sight. Restore us back, Lord God, to you, Jesus. Jesus. Remove our transgressions from us in the name of Jesus, and let us lead a holy life. Amen. No kobo shaya. Now, God, don't lead us into temptation. But deliver us from all evil. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord God. And I'm asking, Lord God, Lord God, let them understand that you are the way, Lord God, the truth and the life. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Shana Mosiah. Cause us to yield to your will, God. Let us, Lord God, go back to the foot of the cross. He can be on Shana Mosiah. Now, God, with your holler, your Mosiah, up under the shadows of your wings. In the name of Jesus, for you are a refuge in the time of storm. Now, God, I ask you, Lord God, to move by your Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit continue to reprove the world from their sins and unrighteousness and for judgment, because, amen, so many of us have fallen short, amen, of the glory of God, and we need to be set back in order, God. Move by your Spirit, God. Please don't let, amen, Satan overtake us with all kind of evil. Reveal it, have your way today, God. Restore Jesus. What the canker worm and palm worm have ate up in the name of Jesus. Restore those marriages back. Restore the homes back. Restore the children back to their mothers and fathers. Restore love back in the church and in the homes. Restore our health back. Restore our belief back. Restore our faith back in the name of Jesus. Remove abominations from us, God. Let sin not reign in our camps, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Send your wind and your mighty rushing wind like on the day of Pentecost. Let somebody feel it in the name of Jesus, that they get delivered from crack, they get delivered from homosexuality, they get delivered from lesbianism, they get delivered from drug abuse of every kind, God. Send the Holy Spirit and let it come in just like fire, and burn up and purge up everything that's not of God. Oh God, we take our rightful lives and our position back in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, please remember our families. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those men and women that are going off to battle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. That are on the front line, that are the most shunned most, over in foreign countries, where their gods try to reign on the most shunned. Now, God, you be God in those foreign countries for those that are on the battlefield in the name of Jesus, because we're on the battlefield for you, Jesus. And, Lord God, move back all men of sin in the name of Jesus. And just like Paul and Silas, they begin to sing and praise. Hallelujah. They were in prison. So many of your young men are in prison. Acts 16, a couple of Shana Mosiah, and 24 God, a couple of Shana Mosiah, and seemed like there is no hope. They was led on to go to prison and led on while in prison. But God, you sent a ram in the bush, and you begin to move by your Spirit, God. And I'm asking, Lord God, destroy the works of Satan. Restore our joy back. Restore our peace back. Restore our hope back. Restore our hope back in the name of Jesus. Give us hope in a hopeless situation. Rain down upon us like never before. Send that rain and that latter rain in the name of Jesus. And all of us shall never be safe. Lord God, please help our president. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and our vice president in the name of Jesus, and all the cabinets in the name of Jesus. Now pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the name of Jesus. Please help the wives that husband has gone astray. Please help the husband that wants to walk away from her children and her husband. Bring them back to the foot of the cross. Help the husband stop doing things that he ever shall no Messiah know that is not right in the name of Jesus. Help the oppressor. Let them go free, God. Ordain your righteousness in the earth realm, God. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord God, and I praise you for it. And I give you all the honor and the glory because you're worthy to be praised. I thank you, Lord God, for destroying the works of the devil. I thank you, Lord God, for destroying the works of the demon. The demonic oppression that are on assignment today. I thank you, Lord God, for destroying the demonic oppression that's on assignment for this week and this month and this year. Oh, my God, I thank you. I bind up principalities and their powers, those cherubims and seraphims, those governmental demons, and then those cursed demons that are in their airways that rule over nations and states and cities and towns and municipalities. I bind you up, Lucifer. You are defeated foe. You take your flight. No weapon formed against God's people shall prosper. And I ask you, help us, Shaka, to move by your spirit, God, binding up these territorial demons, these witches and these warlocks, these astral projection demons, these lust demons and lying demons, these blind demons, oh my Shanamo Saka, these idolatry worshiping demons, hallelujah, these magic demons, this astrology demons, and astronomical, amen, demons that want to go in the Kabo Shanamo Saka and cause people to serve them. I bind them up in the name of Jesus. These venereal disease demons, these old masturbating demons, in the name of Jesus, these demons that are racial prejudice, this poverty demon, these are demons that cause infirmity in the body, these tormenting demons, these bedeviling demons, these child molestation demons, these pornography demons, I bind these demons up to cause the famine, I bind a book of sorcery demons, those old drug demons that cause people to walk in error, that cause their bodies and the chemistry in their body to be changed. I bind you up in the name of Jesus, and I ask God to send forth his son's blood in the name of Jesus that will go into the body and heal every cell. He come on, Shanobo Saya. I bind up the demons that cause sickle cell anemia. I bind up those Hittites and Perizzites demons. I bind up suicidal demons and depression demons and mental illness demons. I bind up those demons that kill children and grown-ups in fires, and those hurricane and flood demons, those storm demons, and those influential demons that try to come in and influence the world of Satan upon God's people. I bind up those demons in the name of Jesus, and I ask God to move by his spirit, cut out every stronghold, cut out every line, tell on every deception, tell on all these old anxiety attacks, all these old fear attacks, in the name of Jesus. And I yield my members to you, God, knowing that you, God, are the author and finisher of our faith. Take care of your people all week long, and the next week, and the next week, and the next week, even into the years, and you get the glory out of it. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Jesus. We bind up the forces of darkness because Satan has no power. Thank you, Jesus. The only power he has is that what you allow him to have. And I'm telling you, saints, don't give him no place because he don't know when to come out. But I rebuke him today in Jesus' name. Somebody's son is being delivered. Somebody's being healed from cancer. Amen. All kind of venereal diseases. AIDS. My God, and I ask that God would move by his spirit. If any have a petition, send it to me, and I will pray for you. There's a change coming. Look for the change.
Bow down and word show me. Thank you.
I give God the glory. I take no glory from him. Amen.